Rabbi Yitzchak Benda, some stories. Rabbi Yitzchak said, he said stories of his people, and Rabbi Yitzchak was one of the people. So remember, Rabbi Yitzchak, he took out his niece and nephew from the communists, and he made sure to raise them. Okay. Now it was a problem because in those days you had to send the kids to school. So they used to come to police to see if they were sending them to the communist school. Each time they used to, either they were hiding or they were playing somewhere, they weren't around. But Rabbi Yitzchak felt the ground burning under his feet, as you could say. The communists were on him. He decided to send the orphan, together with his son Moshe, they send him to Eretz Yisrael at Tafresh Tzadik Vav, which is 1936. He sent his son with his nephew, the orphan nephew, to Eretz Yisrael with Avraham Shternhaus. But he couldn't go with them, and he went with someone else at the end. Anyways, they met the orphan. He came to Israel and he was raised here according to the Jewish, according to the Torah and the mitzvot, and he had a family and kitzu, and he continued. But the girl, he kept with him. He stayed with him through all the years till he came back to Israel, till he came to Israel, through the Second World War and all the communist countries in the East and everything, and through the camps in Germany after the war, the refugee camps, still he was able to come to Eretz Yisrael. And also she came to Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Yitzchak, this girl, his niece, and she also got married and raised a kosher family here in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the danger was crazy. You couldn't teach Torah. You're not allowed to teach Torah. You're allowed to keep Torah in communist countries. You're allowed to keep. You're not allowed to teach. Rabbi Yitzchak knew, if you can't teach, there's no lambs, there's no, in Hebrew there's a phrase like that. Men gedayim and tiyashim.
If there's no lambs, there'll be no goats.
No goats, right. So you want a continuation, you have to teach the young kids. So what did he do? Ken? He decided, an Uman will be a cheder. So, if not, you can't do it publicly, so it'll be covered.
Underground.
Underground, literally.
Like we did in Spain.
Like in Spain, other places. And that's what he did. He opened the cheder to teach kids.
Don Miguel.
Right?
So this must have been, he must have spread around word of mouth.
No mash. And somehow it reached all kinds of ears that needed to hear it. And they started telling their kids.
To an underground cheder?
Yeah.
They had an underground ammunition factory.
It's
just from the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yitzchak, one, used to teach his students psukim from the Torah and Tanakh and Mishnayot and Gemara and books of Rabbeinu. Even as Breslev was sent.
For boys.
The girls didn't really go to school so much that anyways. They were at home, they got. There's a few students at the time this book was written that were still alive at the time this book was written, and they, when they talk about those days, they miss those days, sitting with the Levi Yitzchak for hours and hours. He's teaching the Torah. They had a few Siduri, he taught them Aleph Day, he taught them Shabbos.
Oh, these kids learned it all?
Who was it to teach? The parents worked. They had to go to Goyish schools. Who was going to teach them?
Plus, the parents probably had mandatory communist meetings to attend to.
Okay, all kinds of. The
communists kept the Jews busy, just like in Egypt.
Once, one day, came to Rabbi Yitzchak Cheder. It was sent to him 100 boys. Not over 13 years old already. Refugee boys, all kinds of stuff, and the communists going on there over there. All broken and everything, and they didn't have enough time to, they didn't even know how to read. amongst these kids were also kids who had all kinds of problems, like they were violent and dangerous also sometimes. And also they could go and teach, tell the communists that there's a cheder over here, all kinds of stuff like that. One even once took a knife out in front of him and wanted to stab Levi Yitzchak. There were issues with kids. Levi Yitzchak, he found a way how to get to each one. He took each one under his wings and was able to teach him and how to read and everything. And he gave them the will and the will. They can't get the will. They're able to succeed. Yeah.
Who cooked for the kids? Who made lunch for them?
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
This was after school. During school, he had communist school. Mandatory communist school.
So this is a favorite
way. Yeah. Kitso. Tomorrow, Hashem, we're not going to teach. But on Yom Chamishi, we continue the story with Bat Chedor, Rabbi Yitzchak and Uma.